Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching is entitled, Wake Up and Smell the Coffee.
The reading is taken from the book of the prophet Joel. Gird yourselves and weep, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. The house of your God is deprived of offering and libation. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly. Gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry to the Lord. Alas, the day! For near is the day of the Lord, and it comes as ruin from the Almighty. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness. Like dawn spreading over the mountains, a people numerous and mighty. Their like has not been from of old, nor will it be after them, even to the years of distant generations. The word of the Lord. Talk about a wake-up call. I think that there is so much in this reading that is so pertinent to the world today. There are too many supposed ministers of the gospel who have forgotten their call and what it was all about in the first place. A few days ago, one of our brothers in the province died. He had a few tumultuous years near the end of his life. He suffered from Alzheimer's and he also had cancer. For many who did not know him, he was remembered as a brother who was lost a lot and one who seemed old and out of step with reality. But he was so much more than that. In his youth, he was one who lived with the people and was one with them. He did not sit idly by waiting for the people to come and find him in the church office, nor did he live his life as a privileged member of the elite clerical class. But he walked among the people, fought for the people, and was ready to give his life for the people. Many years he fought for justice and peace, not for revenge. He continued to live this out in his life. And when he was asked to go outside of his own culture and defend the people of his flock, he did it with conviction. We have seen many ministers today who could take a lesson from this humble brother, who took his example from the great teacher himself, Jesus Christ. This is a perfect opportunity for each and every one of us to reflect on our lives and on our ministries and ask the hard question, am I reflecting Jesus? Rules and regulations are very simple to follow, but following Jesus is not always so simple. Sometimes we find ourselves to be very good Catholics, but are we good Christians? After all, near is the day of the Lord. Amen. Amen.